ओम ज्ञानातिमरंदस्या ज्ञानांजना शलाकाया चाक्षुर उन्मिलितमेना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. I was going to the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes with a touch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisance unto him. So today is the glorious appearance day of Srimati Radharani. But before we talk about Srimati Radharani, we should talk something about Krishna, who appeared. His appearance day was 2 weeks ago when moon was in Rohini. And today,
Silence, please.
Today, 2 weeks later, moon is in, should be in Anuradha, because Srimati Radharani appeared in Anuradha Nakshatra. So last time I was speaking of that, we have to understand the tattva of Krishna, the reality of Krishna, not just have some sentiment about Krishna. That, for example, Mahavishnu, from whom out of the pores of his skin emanate billions and trillions and unlimited universes, he is just one of the amshas of Krishna.
Vishnu, Mahavishnu, avana deha dinda, avana deha da rakhadinda, asankhyata, adre, lekka madaka agade ashtu koti, sankhyali, brahmata galu, kuti barute, srishti agate, adre, aa Mahavishnu, yara sharira da rakhadinda, brahmata hushu barutu,
and in Upanishads it says sarva kalam idam brahma. That means, and Krishna explains this also in the Gita, that everything is an emanation, everything is an energy of Krishna. So that means everything is all the energy of Krishna. I'm sitting, this chair is made from Krishna's energy, my body, your body, this microphone, all of Krishna's energy, this building, the air I'm breathing, this all is Krishna's energy. We are all surrounded by Krishna's energy.
Now,
at the same time, it's not Krishna. We see in the back here, picture of Krishna as a little boy holding up a mountain. Krishna can do this. And we see here all these pictures of the different of the Dasa avatars. These are all amshas of Krishna. And one time when Krishna was young, his boyfriends, his friends, they blamed him. They wanted to get him in trouble, and they said to his mother that Krishna was eating dirt.
Krishna
Krishna denied it, but his mother said, "Let me look into your mouth, see if there's any dirt." And when she looked in his mouth, she could see the whole material, spiritual creation, the whole universe. She could see herself looking into Krishna's mouth. So why am I mentioning this? So Krishna, if this is Krishna, who do you think he's going to have as his consort? Some ordinary woman? Some ordinary girl? He may look like a little boy, but don't be fooled. With one wiggle of his eyebrow, Lord Shiva destroys the universe. And with the other wiggle of the other eyebrow, countless other universes are created. So he's not going to have some ordinary person that he's putting his arm on. So Arjuna says to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he just says, "You param brahma, param dama, pavitram paramam bhavam." That Krishna is pavitram paramam. He is the supreme pure. So to get close to Krishna, you also have to be pure. So that means Srimati Radharani is not an ordinary person. She is the, it's like Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. She is the supreme personality of Goddesshead. All the devis are emanating from her.
Krishna, Paratama Parabrahma, Andre, Ati Pavitra Vadanta, Ati Shuddha Vadanta, Vyaktitva Krishna. Uvimarakamila, Shuddha Shuddha Vadanta, Vyaktitva Vadanta, Krishna Yato, Hendra Bhutana Kayakta, Andre, Ahendi Yata Sthana Yoga, Sri Yata Sthana Yoga, Vantana Uvispeku. Parama Shuddha Vyaktitva Vadanta, Vyaktitva Krishna.
She may look like a little girl, but don't be fooled. All the Lakshmis are emanating from her. All the other Shaktis are all coming from her. Don't be fooled by her. So it's very extremely important to understand this, because otherwise we'll make serious transgressions when we try to understand the intimate dealings of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. It's like when we read about famous personalities, kings, but we don't hear much about the intimate relationships with their wives, because that's very intimate dealings. Only the most confidential people know about these family matters. We may know that this king did this pastime and he conquered this country, but we don't know what he called his wife at night. Or what pet names his wife called him. But more important than this, the reason it's so confidential is that there is a very great danger that we will project onto Radha and Krishna our own sexuality. I have a girlfriend. Krishna also says, I'm like Krishna, she's like my wife. Like this mentality develops. So we project our material sexual concepts onto Krishna and onto Radha. To do that, you matter better to cut your own throat. Better to cut your own throat than to project. This is such a serious aparad. Not only is it aparad, it's spiritual suicide. So better to cut your throat. To discuss about the intimate pastimes, dealings of Radha and Krishna, even Krishna with his friends, this requires, you have to be on a very highly exalted and spiritually mature state. Otherwise, misunderstandings will creep in and there's a risk of spiritual degradation. In Vedic culture, one of the samskars is called anaprasana. So the anaprasana means the first feeding of grains to a child. Amongst many things, one of the important factors is that if a child is fed grains at the wrong time, then the rest of its life it will have the serious digestive problems. So if you were to feed a one-month-old child, you know, idlis, dosa, you know, the child will get very sick. Very sick.
ಹೋದ್ರೆ ಅಂತ ಮಗು ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣ ಜೀವನ ಅನಾರೋಗ್ಯ ಅನುಭವಿಸುತ್ತೆ.
And not just at that time, it can ruin the digestion of the child for the rest of its life. Or typhoid. We're all sick. In the material world, where it's a big hospital, we're all very sick. So if a person has got typhoid, the worst thing you can do is eat solid food. It will kill you. Because the intestine, you may look healthy, but there's a certain stage in typhoid. You look healthy, but actually all of your intestines are ulcerated. And if you eat solid food, perforates your intestines, you die of peritonitis. Painful death. So just like you shouldn't, just like babies should not eat solid food, people like us who are spiritual babies, we should not try to digest subject matter which we can't, because it will kill us. It will seriously affect our life negatively.
ಉದಾಹರಣೆಗೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಸಣ್ಣ ಮಗುಗೆ ಆಹಾರ ಅನ್ನ ಒಂದು ಕೊಟ್ಟಾಗ ಅಪಾಯಕಾರಿಯಾಗುತ್ತೋ, ಸಣ್ಣ ಮಗು ಒಂದಿನ ಮಗುಗೆ ಇಡ್ಲಿ ದೋಸೆ ತಿನ್ನಿಸಿದ್ರೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಅಪಾಯಕಾರಿಯಾಗುತ್ತೋ, ಅದೇ ತರ ನಾವು ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸಣ್ಣ ಮಕ್ಕಳು ಮುಂದೆ ಬೆಳೀತಾ ಇದ್ದೀವಿ, ಪ್ರಾರಂಭನೇ ಆಗಿದೆ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಹೊರತು ನಾವು ಬೆಳೆದಿಲ್ಲ ಇನ್ನು. ಅದೇ ರೀತಿ ನಾವು ಕೂಡ ಅರ್ಹತೆ ಇದೆ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಲೀಲೆಗಳ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಚರ್ಚೆ ಮಾಡದಂತೆ ಅಥವಾ ವಿಶ್ಲೇಷಣೆ ಮಾಡದಂತೆ ಅಂತ ತೆಗೆದು ಮಾಡಕ್ಕೋದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಗಳಿಗೂ ಅಪಾಯವಾಗುತ್ತೆ.
By not studying the tattva of Radha and the tattva of Krishna and just imitating, this had an extremely devastating effect on Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Within just a couple of generations after Lord Chaitanya, by taking this very cheaply, Gaudiya Vaishnavism degraded into basically a sex cult in Bengal. If you wanted to insult somebody in Bengal, you called them a Vaishnav.
ಅರ್ಹತೆ ಇಲ್ಲದೆ ಅರಿತುಕೊಳ್ಳದೆ ಸರಿಯಾದಂತಹ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಪಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳದೆ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣನ ದಿವ್ಯ ಲೀಲೆಗಳ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಟನೆ ಮಾಡುವುದಂತೆ, ನಾಟಕ ರೂಪದ ತೋರಿಸದಂತೆ ಹಾಗೂ ಅಂತಹ ಭಾವನೆಯನ್ನು ವಿಶ್ಲೇಷಣೆ ಮಾಡಲು ಚರ್ಚೆ ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಒಂದು ಪ್ರಭಾವ ಇತ್ತು. ಆಗ ಎಷ್ಟು ಮಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಈ ಗೌರಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಪರಂಪರೆ ಕೆಲಮಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಹೋಗಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಯಾರಾದರೂ ನೀವು ಟೀಕೆ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ನೀನು ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳುವಂತೆ, ಅಂದ್ರೆ ವೈಷ್ಣವರಿಗೆ ಅಷ್ಟು ಮರ್ಯಾದೆ ಇಲ್ಲದಂತಹ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಬಂದ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಿತ್ತು. ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಅವರು ಅರ್ಹತೆ ಇದೆ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೀಲೆಗಳ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಚರ್ಚೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ
ಇದ್ರು. ಸೊ ಬಾಕಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ they performed Herculean efforts to resuscitate and revive Gaudiya Vaishnavism, to bring in back the purity, to bring in the understanding of the proper tattva.
Aga aa sandarbhadalli Bhaktivinoda Thakur hagu Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur bahala shrama padagayitu matte Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhantavannu samajadalli unnata sthayike kottavaru hoglikke ಬಹಳ ಶ್ರಮ ಪಡಬೇಕಾಯಿತು. ಅಸಾಧಾರಣವಾದಂತಹ ಒಂದು ಕೊಡುಗೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅಂತ ಭಾವಿಸಬಹುದು.
ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಸೌತ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ, ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಡಿಡ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ಹಿ ರಿಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ದೈವಿ ವರ್ಣ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಇನ್ ಟು ಗೌಡಿಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಸಮ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಟು ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ ದ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆಗ್ರಿಡೇಷನ್ ವುಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್.
ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ದೈವಿ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ನಾಯಿ ಆಶ್ರಮಗಳಂತಹ ಸಮಾಜವನ್ನು ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಮಾಡಿ ಅದು ಯಾರು ಯಾವ ಸಮಾಜದ ಯಾವ ಹಂತದಲ್ಲಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಯಾವ ತರ ಪರಿವರ್ತನೆ ಯಾವತರ ವರ್ತಿಸಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನೋದನ್ನ ಹೇಳ್ಕೊಟ್ಟು ಈ ಗೌರಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಪರಂಪರೆಯನ್ನು ಕಾಪಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ಬೋದು ನಾವು.
But it's not that Bhakti Vinod and Bhakti Siddhanta did not understand the intricate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They were very great rasikas, but they were also philosophers. They understood the actual tattva. They were not cheap devotees. So there's one interesting pastime between the two of them. So Bhakti Siddhanta was managing the press of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he wanted to publish this one very esoteric literature book about Radha Krishna Lila. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, no, it's too intimate, you shouldn't publish it. But they were arguing back and forth. So then finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur relented. He said, okay, you can publish it. Two copies, one for you, one for me. I said all that? Okay. Srila Prabhupada.
DJ Gujarat registration number, please go relocate your car, park it elsewhere. Bada Thunder Kut Thaydeh Agadi. I'm glad that is what you do. Who is the owner of this car? Please go change the position of the car. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada was very cautious, very conservative about this topic. When he would be often asked to discuss, you know, Radha Krishna, he refused. He just flat out refused. He said, "You can read in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and you can read that because there it's explained. But the many caveats are given how to protect your mind before you study this. Or also, you can read in the 10th canto, but first read the 9th cantos that come before it. Then only you can understand these pastimes."
ನಾನು ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಲೀಲೆಗಳ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಿಮಗೆ ಎಷ್ಟು ತಿಳ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಅರ್ಹತೆ ಇದೆಯೋ, ಎಷ್ಟು ಅವಶ್ಯವಿದೆಯೋ, ಎಷ್ಟು ಅವಶ್ಯಕತೆ ಇದೆಯೋ ಅದನ್ನಾಗಲೇ ವರ್ಣಿಸಿದ್ದೇನೆ. ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಭಕ್ತಿರಸಾಮೃತ ಸಿಂಧು ಅಂದರೆ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಗ್ರಂಥದಲ್ಲಿ ಹಾಗೂ ದಶಮಸ್ಕಂದ ಭಾಗವತದ ದಶಮಸ್ಕಂದದಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಮಗೆ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಎಷ್ಟು ತಿಳ್ಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕೋ, ಎಷ್ಟು ಅವಶ್ಯಕತೆ ಇದೆಯೋ ಅದಾಗಲೇ ವರ್ಣಿಸಿದ್ದೇನೆ. ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಓದ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಿ ನೀವು. ಆದರೆ ದಶಮಸ್ಕಂದ ಓದೋ ಮುಂಚೆ
why is this? Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked, what is the cause of why we are fallen in the material world? And Krishna answered, Kama Esha, Koda Esha, Raja Guna Samudbhava. It's because that lust, which is embedded. Now, where is that lust? It's embedded in our own mind. It's in our intellect, in our senses. So that is our greatest enemy. And it will betray us if we are not strong. It will implicate us. We will That voice in our mind. Yes, I'm just like Krishna. I can also have my Radha. She's my Radha. That's why we're in the material world. Because we thought we could be like Krishna.
Well,
that's why in most ISKCON temples, Gaudiya Math temples, that the worship of Radha and Krishna is done in the mood of Lakshmi and Narayan. Bhakti Siddhanta explains that in other sampradayas, when they go back home, they only have one swarupa. If you go like to Vaikuntha, there's only one swarup. If you go to Ayodhya Dham, you have only one swarup. If you go to Dwarka Dham, you have only one swarup. But if you go to Goloka Vrindavan, if you go to there, you have two swarups. But in Goloka, if you look on the, like on the front, on the picture, on the Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll see that it's divided in half. On one side is Radha Krishna Leela, and other side is Gaur Leela. So you have one swarup for one side, and another swarup for the other side. So just like in to go to Vaikuntha, there's a doorkeeper, Jai and Vijay. So in Goloka, there's also two doorkeepers. One side is Nityananda, other is Radha. So they screen who can come in. So on the Gaur side, the Sarupa is male, and on the other side, it's can be male or female. And Chaitanya Leela, the Sarupa is male, and in the Krishna Leela, it can be male or female.
Now, here is Sarupa Siddhita Namge. Chaitanya Leela Rali, Yellow Pusha Lagarita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Leela Pagasuro. Hadre Krishna Leela, Yellow Pusha Lagarita, Yellow Gisri Lagarita.
So, first you have to pass the test of Nityananda. And then, if Nityananda, he can send your the chit to, you know, like we have chit in the chit potency. So he passes the chit to Radha, and if she accepts, then she introduces to Krishna. You're invited.
Now Krishna nanige bhagavathu anta aase idre motta modalinedagi vidyanandana parikshe kodtare dwaramalikaranu adinda uttirnalaadaga ವಿದ್ಯೆಗಳನ್ನು ನಮಗೆ ಪಾಸ್ ಮಾಡಿಬಿಟ್ಟು ನಮ್ಮ ಚೀಲಿ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಆ ಚೀಲಿ ತಗೊಂಡು ರಾಜರಾಣಿ ಕೊಟ್ಟಾಗ ರಾಜರಾಣಿಗೆ ಏನ್ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ಸಮಾಧಾನ ಆದ ರಾಜರಾಣಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹತ್ರ ಕರ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ತಾರೆ. ಇದುವೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹತ್ರ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಇದೇ ನಿಜವಾದ ಮಾರ್ಗ.
You have to just think about it, that suppose you wanted to go to see some very wealthy person who was a very high society person. You have to fit in. You have to dress the same, you have to know which fork to use. If you're going to go dine with the queen, you have to, Queen Elizabeth, you have to know which plate to use, which cup, which fork, which. Yeah, otherwise you'll just, you start eating chapatis with your, people are going to immediately notice you. You have to fit in. If you want to go see Mr. Modi, you have to fit in. You have to know something about politics. If you want to go see, who's that guy? The Reliance? Unless you can talk business, unless he's got something, you have to fit in. What to speak of in the spiritual world? You have to be able to fit in. Fit in means you have to be, Krishna has to like you. Everybody else has to like you. But if you're egocentric, that's why you have to develop those. You have to also become pavitram.
ಅವ್ರು ಗೊತ್ತಿರುವಂತಹ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಿರುವಂತಹ ವಿಷಯಗಳ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಾವು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಕೊಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕು. ಅದಿಂದ ನಾವು ಹೋಗಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ. ಅದೇ ರೀತಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹತ್ರ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ರೂ ಸಹ ನಾವು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಭಗವಂತನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಇರಬೇಕು, ತಿಳ್ಕೊಂಡಿರ್ಬೇಕು. ಹಾಗೂ ಮತ್ತೊಂದು ವಿಷಯ, ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಜೊತೆ ಇದ್ದವರೆಲ್ಲ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಮೆಚ್ಚಿಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕು. ಆಗಲೇ ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹತ್ರ ಹೋಗ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯವಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣನೊಂದಿಗೆ ಇರೋದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಮೆಚ್ಚಿಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕು.
ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ storm the gates of heaven. He says, I'm a devotee, let me in. You just can't crash the party. You have to develop the qualities such that they will want to invite you. Oh, he's so nice. Why he's there? He should be with us. We really like that person. That's why Bhakti San says, don't act to see Krishna. Act so that Krishna wants to see you.
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಲಿದೆ, ಕೃಷ್ಣನಿಗೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಮೇಲೆ ಆಸೆ ಇಲ್ಲದೆ, ಕೃಷ್ಣನಿಗೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಮೇಲೆ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ಇಲ್ಲದೆ ಹೋದ್ರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹತ್ರ ಹೋಗ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇರ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೂ ಆಗಲಿಲ್ಲ ನಮಗೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣನಿಗೆ ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣನಿಗೆ ಮೆಚ್ಚುಗೆ ಆಗ್ಬೇಕು. ನಾವು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ಏನ್ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಹುಡುಕ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಡಿ ನೀವು, ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಎಂತ ಗುಣಗಳು ಇರ್ಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಿಮ್ಮವ್ರು ಮೆಚ್ಚಿಕೊಂಡು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಹುಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬರ್ಬೇಕು, ಆತರ ಇರ್ಬೇಕು ನಾವು ಭಕ್ತರಾದವರು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ.
So now I'm going to tell you a true story about my godbrother Nirguna. So Nirguna Prabhu, he was a little bit older than me. He joined in Atlanta, I think it was. And he dedicated his life to distributing Prabhupada's books.
Nirguna Prabhu, he was a little bit older than me. He joined in Atlanta, I think it was.
Distributing books in India is very easy. Very easy, relatively speaking. Whereas distributing books in the West is very hard to do. They would beat the devotees, throw them in jail, so many different problems. It was very difficult to distribute books in the West.
ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಪುಸ್ತಕ ವಿತರಣೆ ಮಾಡುವುದು ಕಷ್ಟ. ಪೊಲೀಸ್ ಹಿಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಜೈಲಲ್ಲಿ ಹಾಕ್ಬಿಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಬೈತಾರೆ, ಅದು
Yet, in his devotional career, he distributed tens of thousands of Prabhupada's books. He was always thinking how to distribute books.
Then
at the end of 2006, he was diagnosed with fourth stage cancer. He moved to Mayapur and he was staying in Mayapur preparing to die. He gave all of his possessions to the devotees, and specifically he gave his house away to the Bhaktivedanta archives. And then he just went to Mayapur and was chanting and, you know, darshan, having like this for some time, for some months. But after a certain point in time, he couldn't do anything because the sickness was just so serious. So he was just laying, he was just staying in his room, and then he decided that what is the point of eating, and you know, this is just prolonging everything. So he just decided just to take some Charanamrita every day. So you, he was already thin, but by not eating, not drinking, he became just bones wrapped in skin. You could count every bone in his body. So finally, in November of 2007, he was about to leave his body. So they were, devotees were, they didn't exactly sure, one day, 2 days, but they were doing 24-hour kirtan continuously. So on his Hari Shori tells this whole story, if you can find it, but he describes how a few hours before, you know, that Nirguna, though everybody was preaching to him, though all the chanting, he was looking like he had some worry. So he asked, what's wrong? He said, I haven't got my invitation yet. I can feel that she's here, but I haven't got my invitation yet. So then the kirtan continued. Then suddenly this skeleton wrapped in skin, he became totally enlivened. And he entered totally into the kirtan. His arms are up. He was chanting. He was glowing. He was totally in ecstasy. Tears are coming from his eyes. And then, you know, and he was just totally in the kirtan for hours. Though the, you know, like just a bag of skin. And Hari Shori asked them, "Did you get your invitation?" He said, "Yes, she invited me." So Srimati Radharani invited him to join their party, and shortly after that, he just left his body totally, you know, everybody was just completely amazed by the whole thing.
Please wait, the curtains will open in the next 2 minutes. Mataji is kursi hoga. Please wait, 2 minutes. Please wait, you waited so long. Have darshan. We'll also offer charan darshan.
We're almost finished. So you can read the whole story, the whole episode, all the episodes are there. It's on Dandavats under Hari Shori. Let's look under author Hari Shori. He explains, he gives the whole drama. It's very, very, this is how a yogi leaves his body.
Yogi adoro, bhaktar adoro, aur deha bittaga, itha ondo anubhava, ide rikyali deha bittare. Radharaniya, amantram, sikarisi, deha bittare.
So don't be fooled just because she looks like a little girl.
Sanna todi agittare, ante heli, niu, ar tamparta matkula kumpeli, Radharani, bhara, kisheshma, kisheshma,
and unless she invites you, you're finished. You'll be in samsara for some time. Srimati Radharani Ki Jai! Any questions? Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for...
Thank you.